Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Here's Fournette. Fournette's got a huge gap and takes it all the way down to the three. First and goal. Fournette drives across. It's a touchdown. Still in the hands of Fields, who goes backfield and is intercepted by Dee Delaney. Delaney getting his first start today, and he's got an INT on the throw. And it is caught by Godwin for the touchdown. Fields has been picked four times this year, all of them on third down, including today. And he lost the football. The arm was going forward. Barrett got there first, and Tampa Bay has the recovery. Evans, 600 it is.
Gotcha.
Here's Fields. Bodies around him. And again, the ball comes out. Jack Barrett picks it up. Loses it himself. White has it.
Mack is out for this play for that Chicago defense.
Deep ball time. And is it there? Yes, it is. Evans. And now back to Evans. Turns around. Makes the catch. What a turnaround just in time.
Step up, and now throw it,
and it's caught for the touchdown. Evans with his third of the game. Brady with his fourth.
The nightmare continues.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Nightmare continues.
Good morning. With Jonathan Hood, I'm David Kaplan. Tyler Rocky and Jeff Meller are here. JR, Danny have the day off. And Danny got to witness exactly what he wanted. The GOAT being the GOAT down in Tampa. 312-332-3776. A lot to unpack from an awful, awful game yesterday, Hoodie. Number one. There has to be, at some point, you know what I'm saddest about? I'm not sad that they lost to the GOAT. I'm not sad that they got destroyed down in Tampa. What saddens me, and I think I'm speaking for you, I know I'm speaking for a huge majority of Bears fans. Okay, they lost to the best quarterback of all time. Okay, they lost to the defending Super Bowl champs who may win it again. We could scream from the high heavens, fire Matt Nagy. I would. We could scream from the high heavens, fire Ryan Pace. I would. Who in the H is going to do the hiring up there? George and Ted again. George and Ted. And when we are mocked on national television to the degree that we were, ooh, Jim, this is a big stand here. It's freaking 31-3 or whatever, or 35-3 at the ooh, Jim, they're right back in it. Ha ha ha. If those two guys and that family are not listening to that garbage up at Hallis Hall and aren't at some point embarrassed enough that go, that's it. I can't hire someone that looks like me, thinks like me, acts like me, looks good in my foursome. I'm gonna go get the best goddamn football man I can find and fix this thing, then they don't deserve to have a franchise. Period.
No question. That was embarrassing on Sunday, but it's been embarrassing, though. No surprise, right? And one of the things that we continue to hear from Matt Nagy and those around Hallis Hall is that everyone gets along. Everyone's harmonious. Well, you know why that's the case? It's because there's no accountability. You see, there's nobody that's bitching and moaning up there. There's no pointing fingers because there's no accountability because everything is great in Pleasantville. There's no problem there, right? Like, yes, you're losing. Yes, you're getting your ass kicked. Yes, you are overmatched. But yet, there's no accountability. there's nobody that's speaking up because everybody just keeps everything to themselves. They don't say anything. No one wants to be able to upset the apple cart. And so in on Sunday's game, another wasted Sunday for yours truly. No offense, no defense, no guts. It's as simple as that. You knew that the Bears were going to lose. You just didn't know by how much. We continue to look at the line, 11, 12, 12 and a half. But again, it's the greatest to ever do it in Tom Brady, picking apart a defense that's supposed to be good. An offense is supposed to be trying to get better. What I saw was the same games I saw as a kid, Cap, in the 80s. Good running game and little else. That's what I saw in the 80s. I grew up watching Walter Payton, and that's exactly what I saw. Khalil Herbert had 100 yards and 18 carries, and that's about it for the Bears. Because defensively, when you give up 21 points, the game's over anyway. It got to the point where it's like around halftime, like, yeah, let's see what the Hornets and the Nets are doing in the NBA. I was watching that from Barclays because this game was over early. Again, no guts. You had, at the very least, the Bears could have played their best game defensively. You couldn't even get that. Usually people hang their hat on, oh, the Bears' defense, at least they hung in there. Screw that. No one gets a participation trophy here today because on this Bears Monday, it shows you where this Bears team is. And again, it's not like Cap and I didn't tell you. Look at how daunting the schedule is, starting with Green Bay, moving forward through Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Where's the wins coming from? Where's the accountability coming from? Matt Nagy's got no answers, and neither do the Bears.
312-332-3776. Bears Monday, brought to you by Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura Dealers.
This sucks, man. You feel like you're wasting your Sundays watching this crap.
Correct.
And it's not getting better. But no one's held accountable, though, right? From the head coach, from Ryan Pace, from upper management. No one is accountable. No one's saying anything to say, hey, we need to be better. No one's saying something controversial to say, we're going to turn this thing around. No one's saying anything. You know why? Because everybody gets along. That's what happens when you got no accountability, period.
No accountability is a great way to put it. And I know they missed a few guys, Robert Quinn or whatever. That would not have changed what happened yesterday. That would not have changed. And the fact that Ryan Pace is in, what, his seventh season?
Yeah.
And that's the offensive line that you've cobbled together? Lakavius Simmons is starting at right tackle. I know he was pressed into duty late.
Sure.
Because of a COVID test. The fact that that's your offensive line tells you all you need to know. That's it. Awful. Absolutely an embarrassing performance. And I like Romo and Nance. They're a professional crew. I'm not firing on them. I'm firing on the fact that our football team was the butt of national joke. Ooh, Jim, they're right. This is a big stop, Jim. Stop. Yeah. We know you're laughing at us.
The nightmare continues.
Well, you know what? Because they have every right to laugh and mock because those two wanted to be anywhere besides Tampa, Florida. They didn't want to cover that game, of course. And I didn't want to watch that game. Yeah, I mean, just as simple as I can put it, Cap. It's just no fight from this football team at all.
Zero.
So I don't know what Nagy's doing. Is he trying to manage an office party or a football team? Because everything is just nice, everything's fine. But I mean, Bilal Nichols. Now you got some undisciplined players on the Bears now, right? Bilal Nichols being kicked out. We mentioned Mario Edwards before. So what's going on there? Is this the Raiders or is this? I wish it was the Raiders. Is this the Raiders as far as undisciplined or is this the Bears team that's supposed to be locked in?
You do realize that since Matt was hired, the Bears are second worst in the NFL in having players kicked out of games. Five guys. Only the Dolphins have been worse. They had eight. And go look at the bottom of that list with one. Patriots, Saints, Packers, Chiefs. Oh, those are the best teams in the league over the last 4 and 5 years. 312-332-3776. You know what a Bears Monday means. The phone lines get lit. The phone lines get hopping. That's where we're at. Let's go to the phones right now, and then you'll hear a whole bunch of Matt Nagy sound, Justin Fields. You'll even hear on Kyle Shanahan on his train wreck of a football team who's coming in here. They stink, and they're a 4.5-point favorite. Tom, what's going on, man?
Guys, my Saturday was so great. I mean, I went to my niece's college of Olivet, and they crushed their team on their homecoming. And then My son wanted to go see the varsity team of our parish, St. Christina, and they ended up winning their playoff game on the last play of the game, and everybody was so excited. We ended up going to La Fiesta, some people from our parish there, and everybody was excited for that. I just wish I had a pro football team that can gather us all together like our parish football team does right now.
You're a long way away, bud.
I mean, I tried watching it a little bit yesterday, and I ended up turning it off, and I'm like, you know what, bud? Let's just watch the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. I don't want to be yelling at the TV. So we did that. I mean, and I watched highlights and such, and I mean, as Matt Nagy is not a very good coach, and he doesn't put good game plans together or anything, I think he was right about one thing. It doesn't look like Justin Fields is ready.
Well,
and now they're in a position where they can't bench him because you don't want to hurt the kid's confidence, but I just don't know.
All right, let's
appreciate the call. So Matt had said, and still believes to this day, Andy Dalton gives them the best chance today to win a football game.
Sure.
We all screamed, me included, you included, let's play the kid, deal with the growing pains. That's what it's going to look like. Plus, you got a rookie running back who doesn't know blitz protection. You got a lousy offensive line. You don't have game-breaking players at the other skill positions. So that's what it's going to look like, folks. That is a train wreck. You need to clean out Hallis Hall and start over.
There's no doubt. But then who makes that choice? That's the problem. It's the vicious.
That's what gives me nightmares.
Well, that's the vicious circle of life. That's what happens when you don't have a CEO overseeing the football operation.
Correct.
You have a money guy and an owner making the decisions. That's as mom and pop as you can find in the National Football League.
Correct.
Here's the hope for Justin Fields. And we're going to break it down. And again, we're going to hold Justin Fields accountable just like the rest of this Bears outfit. The hope is that in year two, this looks like Joe Burrow or Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the offense.
Right.
That's the hope, right?
Correct.
But of course, you got to be able to change a lot of these players, too. Once the Bears are good, there won't be a Robinson here. It may not be a Mooney here. It may not be, you know, a Montgomery here. Who knows? Point is, though, Cap, is that the hope is that that turns into what we see from Joe Burrow. See that Cincinnati team?
Yeah.
You see Arizona?
Yep.
It takes a couple of years to get your ass kicked, and all of a sudden, things start to get better. Now you feel the heat. You feel the pressure coming from your blind side. Now you're not just turning the ball over haphazardly like he is. He's got no value of the football. I mean, Patrick Mahomes watched the Bears and said, boy, that guy turns the ball over a lot.
And he's got, what, 11 turnovers already in seven games. Exactly. He had 15 the last 2 years combined.
That's my point. And just, so that is the thing that I look at, is that you're hoping that this looks much better in the next couple of years, because right now it's awful.
312-332-3776. Again, Bears Monday brought to you by Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura Dealers. Was that the worst loss of the Matt Nagy era? Was it the worst? We've had plenty. Was that the worst? We'd love your thoughts. Jump on in. He's Hoodie. I'm Cap. Be right back.
Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Third and goal. That is Jones. Didn't get across. Stopped on the first effort. The second one looked like it had a chance reaching out. We'll see down the line. Watch. As you see Houston Carson come in, but right there he reached. Oh, great job. They had Eddie Jackson not allowing the ball, and they're going to go for it.
Oh, my gosh.
This is huge, Jim. This is going to come down. This is probably going to determine the game.
Could be. Bypassing a field goal, a chippy field goal that they might need.
I'm a fan of their broadcast, but if that family is not listening in Lake Forest to them being mocked, being a national embarrassment, then you should stop watching the games.
Yep.
You should stop wasting your Sunday and giving them $1 of your money.
It's got to be play calling. That really is the issue. I really think the Bears really need to look into their play calling. They got to be able to move it to someone. I mean, stop. Stop. We get so caught up in this minutia when it comes to who's calling the plays and who's the... Here's what it comes down to. It comes down to talent. I know that's just too, you know, simple for some, but the idea that we were spending all these weeks of like, you know, it really should be Lazor because the Bears are so much better when Lazor calls plays. Take it away from Nagy. Let him be the head coach. How's that working out? The point is that all of that consternation and hand-wringing over BS does not matter if you don't have talent.
Correct.
And like, you can, I know there are some people this morning that will wake up and say, you know, this whole thing is all on the coaching staff. They didn't prepare Justin Fields. Well, you also got to give Tampa credit. They're the champs, right? Strong defensive line. You got the GOAT as a quarterback. You're in a deficit as soon as you hit the field against Tampa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say, well, it was so easy last time. What happened when they were at Soldier Field? Well, that's Tom Brady. You're always going to give him the benefit of the doubt. So let's stop with the who's going to call plays, what's going to happen. It's about talent, and it's about coaching and how it was a team loss. I love people being able to cut the pie up and say, when the Bears lose, it's on the coaching. When the team wins, then it's on the players. That's a team loss all the way around. No guts out there on Sunday in Tampa.
312-332-3776. Was that the worst loss of the Matt Nagy era? Where are you with this team? Because I know where I'm at. We'll keep watching because that's what we do. But you have to find a way to send a message that you will not tolerate this any longer. Period. That's it. That's the only way these people are going to learn. Then you have Justin Fields asked about the overthrow interception when he was trying to hit Allen Robinson, who slipped on the play, but the pass was over his head anyway. Here's what Justin said.
Yeah, so that was third down. In the headset, they were telling me we had 12 men on the field, so I was trying to snap the ball quick. And then me snapping the ball quick, I think it caught our receivers off guard because we were trying to get a flag. So me thinking that we have 12 men on the field, you know, that's a free play. So I'm thinking all right, scrambling, you know, around and stuff like that. And then, of course, see A-Rod downfield, and you think he slips. And then, of course, the pick. So, yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, just trying to get him 12 people on the field and then just went back from there. So, yeah.
Okay, so that was Justin. In his headset, they are telling him they have 12 defenders on the field. Snap the ball quick. We'll get the penalty. You got a free play. Look down the field.
Yep.
Oh, second week in a row. I didn't see a flag on the field. Did you?
I did not, no.
Okay, so Matt, what in the H is going on?
Here's what happens is as these young quarterbacks go through this development, there's situations like this that can happen. And, you know, we have techniques within our system to be able to try to take advantage. And when that happens, you know, if they do have 12 guys on and you catch them, obviously it's a free play. And if they don't and you hear that, that's where you got to, you know, understand that and learn from that. And that's our job to make sure that we're teaching that the right way and that he's understanding that. Not just him, but everybody. So, again, as Justin's as hard on himself as anybody. So, you know, he wears his emotions on his sleeve and he wants to be great. And that's what we love about him. But, you know, there was a lot of ways that we can help him out. And early on, it's just important with a young rookie quarterback, it's great to get off to a fast start and get some confidence and momentum going. And we didn't do that today. And then I don't care who you are, when you get behind like that against Tom Brady and that offense and that defense, when they can pin their ears back, that's not easy. You know, that's not easy.
What did he just, he didn't even answer it.
Did not answer the question. Just again, talking about the young quarterback and he's got to learn and all this kind of stuff, the process. And you know, it's no answer. The only answer he can give you is that, here's how we can be able to move the chains offensively. Run the ball with Herbert like he's Walter freaking Payton down there. That's what like two or three consecutive plays of Herbert running the football because they had nothing else.
Nothing.
I mean, so when you do pass it, Komet drops the ball.
Correct.
Like, when you do pass it, Robinson slips on a route, right? I mean, just like, all they can do is run the football. That's all they can do. And I have no problem with running the football, but when you're one-dimensional, that's what it looks like. I mean, 3 points. 3 points is all they scored in the second quarter, and they could not get the ball down the field. I mean, it's just awful. Just awful football to watch every Sunday. I don't know how this gets better. I don't.
And to that point, Hoodie, like, and Cap, you hear him say, we need to teach him What are you going to teach him? He just told you what Justin Fields just told you what happened on that play. In his headset, he's being told 12 men on the field. Snap it quickly. We'll have a free play. Okay, so he follows instructions, right? And the execution doesn't happen properly because they don't get the snap off in time. The Bucs get their 12th player off the field. And in the process of doing what he's being told to do, an interception is the result because snapping it quickly, Allen Robinson falls down. He's not ready for a quick snap, right? What's the lesson that Matt Nagy is going to teach that he just proclaimed there? And what would you guys teach Justin Fields?
Unless you're telling me, I don't mean you, unless he could tell me we never told him that in his headset. If that is what he was told.
Justin, 12 men, snap, alert, snap.
Unless that never happened, what in the F is our coaching staff doing? What are they working on? Are you kidding me? I mean, I have every reason to believe that kid heard in his headset, alert, 12 men. Then what is going on? And if Georgia, again, I go back to, this is above Ryan. The talent level isn't good enough, new GM. The coaching isn't good enough, new staff. But those two dudes up there in Hallis Hall, if they show up to work today, get a cup of coffee, go, all right, got to go back to work. Stop. You are an embarrassment. An embarrassment.
Yeah. Yeah, and just that whole explanation, like, I'm not sure what you're teaching Justin Fields. Are you saying that, hey, that we saw too many guys on the field take advantage? Or was there something else? I mean, that was not explaining the situation. Clearly, there's a communication issue between Lazor, Nagy, and Justin Fields in that situation. But again, that's one play. How about the other plays where Justin Fields just looks terrible out there? Just looks like he looks lost. Again, hopefully in year two and year three, this gets better. But right now, he can't feel the rush coming up to his backside.
But would it matter if he can feel it? Yeah. Like, he gets hit blindside.
Yeah, run out of there. Get out of there. Don't get yourself in harm's way.
Those guys run like the wind, big men.
You still just don't take the pounding, though. It's not Fran Tarkenton. I mean, it's Justin Fields.
I mean, saw last week against the Packers twice. He felt the pressure. He took off. And Kenny Clark, who's as big as you, runs like a 4.9.
Yeah.
And ran him down.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! Yes. How'd that big dude get me?
That's right.
I mean, welcome to the NFL. And all of us who wanted to, we'll deal with the growing pains, play the kid. This is what goes with it.
Well, listen, Bears fans got two things they wanted. They didn't want Nagy to call the plays. They want Justin Fields on the field as a quarterback. How's that working out?
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, either one. I mean, listen, people are pounding the pulpit. People were saying, I can't deal with this. I need Dalton out of there. Justin needs to start. Okay. Now, again, as I've said for a long time here, even before he started, I said, Cap, if Fields is the quarterback, who's going to teach him? The same guy that taught Trubisky?
Well, we have 74 quarterback coaches in the building. Count them. Go find me a team that has more. Nagy?
DeFilippo.
Mm-hmm. Lazor, Tom Herman,
yeah,
Henry Burris,
right?
That's five. How many does a team need?
And the offense looks like that.
Like, if you had five program directors, and after the show, the first one said, "Yeah, you did that wrong."
Yeah.
The next one said, "No, I liked what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try this." And then the third one went, "Forget what the first two told you. You should do it this way." Then go to the fourth one. He's like, "The first three are terrible." And then the fifth one went, forget what the first four told you. Like, what are we doing?
You sound like my time at The Score in 2004.
There you go. I mean,
that's the same scenario.
I don't know what we're doing. Let's get Tyler on I-53. Hey, Tyler, what's up, Sparkles?
Morning, fellas. Got a quick question for you. This trend keeps happening with the horrific offense, shot or no shot, when the Bears move stadium and Chicago brings in another NFL team, could they overtake the Bears fan base?
Well, first of all, that new stadium, I know we've checked in on them a few times with a few hammers and some drills. That won't be built for a decade, 6-7 years at least. So who knows where this team will be. And then I believe without the Bears' permission, there won't be another team coming in. So you're talking years down the road. And I'm not ready to give up my allegiance to the team I grew up cheering for. So, but if they came in here and did things the right way and won, and we had that garbage outfit we're running out there from Lake Forest, sure, anything's possible.
Yeah. Well, again, we have speculated on how would it be if the Bears had an AFC team. Like, okay, you know, I'd be all for it. But I'm sure this is not going to happen anytime soon.
No. 312-332-3776. Give us your thoughts on the Bears' embarrassing loss in Tampa. We got a ton of calls. We're going to roll right through them. Hoodie's already broken his microphone.
Not break it. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know I'd be suspect number one, so don't put that out there for me.
Right.
Yeah, so don't do that.
That thing was... Can we get an engineer down here, please?
No, he's in Wisconsin. So there's no way he's coming through the raindrops.
Len, get in the car. We need you.
Yeah.
He did not break it. That thing's been since a week ago.
It's unbelievable.
We'll put it on York. 312-332-3776. Your thoughts on the Bears' embarrassing loss in Tampa next.
Oh, God.
College football fans, after an offseason that felt a little more off than usual, Fansville and Dr. Pepper invite you to celebrate because college football is heating up and fans are hyped. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year again, the season of Saturdays, when rivalries run deep and nacho cheese dip runs even deeper. So crack open an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, warm up your cornhole-tossing arm, and return to glory with an all-new season of Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Oh, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
Most naggy guy.
All of it. Just the whole minutia that Hoodie was just talking about. Just all the garbage that we watch with this team. Communication issues and protection issues. And we got to restructure Robert Quinn's deal so we get a little bit of salary cap relief. Well, you must think we're a championship team that we need... You know, that little bit of room so we can get that one guy at the deadline to put us over. Oh, no. We stink.
Yeah.
We're awful.
I just don't know how that's getting better anytime soon. The bright spot is the future for Justin Fields, not the present for Justin Fields. That's the whole thing. That was just a microcosm cap of just a bad offensive line. Again, when we talk about the bad offensive line, we say that in relative terms, right? The offensive line has been put together with Elmer's glue and tongue depressors for
great,
a little bit, right?
Great point.
And so, but we give them credit the last couple of games because it's like, okay, you got someone like Komet in there to try to help block. You've got an offensive line that's holding their own, right? But not necessarily stellar. But when you take on, again, just like the Cleveland game, a strong defensive line, you're going to get pushed. This was a test to find out how good you'd be against the champs, and the Bears failed miserably. Fs across the board.
Well said. 312-332-3776. Demetrius is next. Hey, Demetrius, what's up, man?
Cap, Jay Hood, what's going on with you guys, man?
What's up?
All right, the thing about that game yesterday, that's the type of game that get coaches fired. But, of course, the McCaskies couldn't know that. Like, we got to be the only franchise in the NFL where 75% of the fans are smarter than the owners of the team. And one thing I want to ask you guys is, do you guys really think the offense is checking out? Because the receivers are not getting open. It's not like they're even trying to get open. But I wonder if Matt Nagy, when he's putting that offense in at practice, do he build hot routes in his routes or check downs for the running back? Because it seems like if the ball doesn't go downfield, something terrible is going to happen. And that's why I wanted to ask you guys, do you think the offense is checking out? Well, not the offense, but the wide receivers. Because they're running the ball like we're not the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Demetrius. Have a good week. I don't think guys are checking out. I just don't think we're very good. Justin drops back. Bam! Blindside blitz. Drills him ball out.
We don't have good enough protection. We don't have good enough skill position players. And then defensively, you put those guys in a really tough spot. Again, it's Tom Brady. What was the stat that we got at our morning meeting? Six of the 12 Tampa Bay drives started at the Bears' 40-yard line or closer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Six of 12.
Oh, well, let's cut this narrative off before it starts permeating throughout the broadcast day here. And Cap and I talked about this last week. We want to make sure we say it this week as well. How you feel about the Bears is not necessarily how the Bears players are feeling at House Hall.
Correct.
Like, if you feel like, you know, they look like they're quitting. No. No. You might be feeling like they're quitting. We know what a bad football team looks like. I mean, the Bears are underachieving, that's for sure. But I'd rather be the Bears than Detroit this morning or the Jets when you got no hope, right? Now, it looks bad because the defense underachieved. They let down. The offense isn't very good, obviously. But because you feel like you're quitting on the Bears, don't put that on the players. Because we're going to hear this all day, right?
Correct.
I think that the Bears are quitting on Nagy. No. No. They played a much better football team.
Correct.
You might be quitting on the Bears, but we haven't had, on or off the record, one player to say, you know what, Nagy's not the right guy. I'm quitting on this guy. No one's saying that in the locker room.
Well said. And the three guys I work with on TV who, I joke, the four of us combined for 35 years in the NFL. They played 35, I played zero.
Yes.
But I get to sit and listen to these dudes during the game, and they take it personal. Like, they really get upset.
Yeah.
And they were really, two things impressed them, yes, beside Khalil Herbert. Two things impressed them. One, the goal line stand on fourth down when Bruce Arians and Tom Brady tried to rub our nose in it, and they stopped them. And they blew them off the ball, and if you watch the replay, they moved them back a good yard. Bam! Tackled. Ronald Jones, you're not getting in. They said, most teams, guys would be like, we're getting destroyed. Whatever. Take the touchdown. I'm not laying my body out there. You got dudes sideways trying to make that. Like, that's professionals competing, yeah. A. B, the fact that Justin Fields was the first guy to the podium, he hadn't even taken his shoulder pads off, and he came in and talked about, you can go one of two ways. You can just quit, or you can come back to work tomorrow and fight through all the adversity. He showed tremendous leadership at that post-game press conference yesterday.
That's good. That's good. Now, show that on the field.
Right.
That's the second point. As far as, you know, you want to go out there and you want to show leadership, that's great. Show it on the field now. If not this year, definitely next year.
Agreed.
Right? That's one thing. And the first part, like, oh, well, the Bears had a goal line stand. Well, when my mom was kicking my ass and scolding me, she got tired too.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this, like the offense of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got tired of scoring against the Bears. So they got tired.
Right.
I'm not giving the Bears any credit for getting that goal line stand. I think the Buccaneers just got tired of scoring, just like my mom got tired of. At some point, she's like, okay, my arm's tired. I'm tired of scolding you.
Here is Justin. Are you angry?
I've never been in this position where, you know, I'm you know, losing. So I don't know how to feel. Like, my only reaction to this is just to keep working. Like, I'm not angry at all. So, you know, at the end of the day, like, it happens. You know, we have bad days. Y'all have bad days. And y'all can either get depressed or y'all can get up the next day and go to work. And I think that's what our team is going to do, and that's what I'm going to do. So I'm not angry at all.
Here he is on his mindset moving forward.
Just not letting it faze you. Just having that mindset where nothing can break you. You know, bend but don't break. So I think that mindset is going to help us and our team. We're just like, you know, everybody's faced adversity throughout their life. And, you know, we're facing adversity right now. So all we can do is, you know, keep growing and keep learning.
Yeah, okay. Well, don't confuse, you know, confidence with achievement. All right, that sounds good, but now you got to show it on the field. Like, I'm glad you got big shoulders and you can handle it.
Well, does he have a chance?
Well, not this year.
With that O-line, with those skill position players, does he have a chance?
No, not this year. Now, again, this is on Ryan Pace or the next general manager to find out, okay, we have a real find here in a young quarterback. What do we do to help him? If you're going to keep the same offensive line in place next year and not change the skill position players and not change philosophy offensively, then you'll be standing still. I know it's a culture shock to him, like it is for Trevor Lawrence, like it is for Zach Wilson, like it is for Mac Jones and Davis Mills, that they're living a high life in college, right, where everything's easy. You see the difference between Saturday and Sundays?
Yep.
On Saturdays, you can be able to roam free, roll out of the pocket, and you'll be there all day looking for receivers, and you'll finally hit one, right? On Sundays, they beat your ass.
Right. I watched Ohio State Saturday night. We had it on.
You know exactly what I'm talking about then,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Ohio State, I'm watching C.J. Stroud, their quarterback. He rolls out looking.
All day.
Oh, there goes Chris Olave. Bam! Touchdown. And Justin had to be looking at that going, damn, that was easy compared to this.
Yeah, that's Tampa ain't Purdue.
Correct.
Right? I mean, so that's the difference. So my point is, in the first part of that cut that you played where he says, I'm not used to losing, yeah, it's a culture shock for all these young quarterbacks. Most of them, if not all of them, are struggling because they're like, wait, the speed of the game. Look how these guys are closing in on me. How the offensive line is not as strong as I had in college. Yeah, it's different for him, for sure. He realizes he's not at Ohio State anymore.
No doubt, Hoodie. Jeff in Palatine. What's up, man?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's going on?
You know how we are, Jeff. You know how what's going on. You know. It's a sad Bears Monday.
Well, here's my question. When you think about it and you break it down, our offense is going nowhere, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The season is going nowhere, correct?
Correct.
So we're wasting one of the best receivers in football in Allen Robinson.
Okay, slow down. He's not one of the best receivers in football. He's a really good player.
No. He is. The problem is he's not getting the target share. Like, look at the quarterbacks that are throwing to him that we've had. Allen Robinson is a top 10 receiver in football.
Oh, stop. Go back.
Oh, 100%.
Jeff, go back and truly look at the list of the best receivers, and if you think he's ahead of 10 guys, no chance.
100%. 100%, Cap.
Disagree?
100%. Okay, what can we get back for him if we trade him at the trade deadline? We're wasting it.
Well, let me ask you a question.
No draft capital.
Hold on. What would you give if you were another GM, or what would you expect if you were Ryan Pace? Jeff, the GM, what do you think you'd get for him?
Second or third round pick?
You wouldn't get a fourth round pick.
No way. No way.
Jeff, he's a free agent after 7 more games. No one's giving you high-level draft capital. They're not.
Okay, so if you go to Baltimore right now, where, you know, again, you got Marquise Brown, who's garbage.
Yeah.
Okay? They need a number one receiver.
They're not giving you a second or third round pick. Jeff, we got to roll. Appreciate the call. They're not. It's not baseball. It's just not.
Well, Jeff, I was of that opinion for a while. I was holding, and Cap knows, I was holding out hope. If he's top 10, I said he's 10. But when you're not getting the football and you're not getting separation, I can't put you in the top 10 anymore. I was the last person on earth to actually realize right? I tried.
You hung on for him. You did.
I tried, man. But, Jeff, you're wrong, man. I mean, I was with you. I was with you the entire time. But then if you can't get separation, you're not special. You're not top 10. We went through the list on Friday, Cap and I. And Cap rolled out like 25 receivers before we got to Allen Robinson.
Yes.
So, look, I was with you, but I can't be with you now.
We're going to have over $50 million in cap space before they make any cuts. If you do this right, you get the right football mind in there, you get the right coach in there, and you go out and be able to sign some intelligently spent free agents. Offensive line upgrade. Need a new center. Need maybe a new tackle. Go get yourself a number one receiver. Look out. You got a chance to start to turn it. But I don't think George and Ted have a clue what they're doing. 312-332-3776. Your calls. We're coming right back next. Hey, this hour brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through life's ups and downs, for all the journeys ahead, you know what to bring. The card you can count on, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, through it all.
Cap and Jay Hood, mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
We can. It works better if I turn the mic on.
That's a fine.
That is. BerniesBookBank.org.
I was hoping we were going to go the whole segment.
That would have been amazing.
All right. $1. You got let's pull it out. This is ridiculous, man. You spoke a whole paragraph right there. BerniesBookBank.org. Unbelievable.
Take that, Darren.
That's your Bilal Nichols moment for the show.
I mean, yeah, again, Cap, you're not on TV. McGuffey's not turning your mic on the radio. You got to do that yourself.
Correct.
God almighty. It was a whole paragraph. And I thought maybe I was going crazy.
You're like, why don't I hear him? That was on me.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I'm getting all these tweets and texts from friends. Hey, man, can we trade Mac for a first rounder and Hicks for this? Listen to me. This is what the Bears salary structure looks like. And it's not just the Bears. This is everybody in the league. This is how the cap works. So if you want to cut or trade all of these guys, you have to fit their dead cap hit into your salary. So you pay them to go play for someone else, and then that team has to have the room to take them. Allen Robinson, he's on a tag.
Yeah.
That means 17.980 was his dead cap hit this year. So prorate it down, that's a lot of money. Khalil, $38.6 million. Hicks, $12 million. Eddie Goldman, $12.9 million. I mean, all these dudes, you've got so much money on this cap. You can't do that.
No, it's not. Again, that's conversation for spring, summer, and the hot stove league. It's not baseball.
Correct.
It's football. So just stop.
You're exactly right. Everybody thinks it's baseball. Just trade this guy for a first rounder and that guy for the. It doesn't work that
way. Just cut it out. Like, listen, I got to watch this crap, so you got to watch it too. So just watch the players as is. They're not going anywhere.
Well said. Back to the phones. Let's go to Dennis in Orland Park. Hey, Dennis, what's up, man?
Hey, Cap, Jonathan, good morning.
Hey, Dennis.
I just first of all want to tell you guys, best sports show in town.
Appreciate
you guys
you.
Are the best.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to get this off my chest real quick. And bottom line is with the Bears, Nagy is done. He's got to go. Mm-hmm. Bottom line.
Yes.
Now I'm going to the Blackhawks. Jeremy Colleton has been here 2.5, 3 years. They're not playing for this guy. They better go out and get the guy that's available right now, John Torricella. He was the former coach of Columbus Blue Jackets, Cap. They have a chance to get him. They better get him.
Tortorella.
And if they let Jeremy Colleton go, they better let Stan Bowman go at the same time.
I'm not a Tortorella guy. He's a lunatic. We appreciate your call. I am not a. I don't know a lot about him. I'm just telling you.
About who?
Tortorella. He's out of his mind.
That's not what Dennis said. Let me tell you about this Tortorella. What a great Chicago coach name.
But just look. Could we have a joint press conference today? Maller, can you anchor a joint press conference today?
Yes, I'd like to announce here at the podium, we have Rocky and Danny Wirtz, George McCaskey and Ted Phillips, and we're announcing both general managers have been fired and both coaches together.
The truth is, that's not hyperbolic. That would be perfectly acceptable. Nobody would bat an eye if both organizations announced a press conference, you know, at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, they may as one at 1, 1 at 2. Just go back to back.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that.
Could you imagine if they did that?
Are you supportive of Colleton being fired?
Yes!
Really? And David Ross still has a job on the north side? Don't see how that could be possible.
Stop. We're not getting into this. Stop.
Well, I mean, but you're always on the wrong side of that. Same situation. It's amazing. You're calling for his head. Now, Bowman, I understand. But Colleton, look at his watch. Look at his suit. Let's go, boys.
That team sucks. They set a record last night.
Yeah?
Folks, it was a banner day in Chicago sports.
Oh, yeah.
Brady got his 600th touchdown. You can always say you watched it. 600. And the guy who got the ball, because Mike Evans didn't realize it was like a historic touchdown, he gave it to a fan.
Sure.
They came back out and they said, sir, we need that ball back. That's Tom's 600th. What are you going to give me for it? We'll give you another ball, a signed jersey. And then Tom came over at the end of the game and gave the kid's little kid, a 12-year-old, his gloves he played with.
Yeah.
Game used.
Sure.
Shook his hand. Very nice. Cool. Now Darren Revell comes out and says that ball is worth how much, Tyler?
$500,000.
$500,000.
I would have ran.
Right. So now the Bucks apparently are going to reach out to him and make him a better offer so that he doesn't come back and sue them and go, I want my ball back.
Man, I would have taken that ball. Knowing the history, I would have ran out of the stadium. Like, it's only the Bears. But we're going to win this game if I'm a Tampa fan. I'm out.
I got this ball.
Do you think he knew in the moment that was number 600?
Do I think?
The fan.
Probably not. But he should have, though. You should know the history.
Well, I'm sure they flashed it up. We'll have to ask Danny. Ask Danny if they flashed it up on the scoreboard.
600. I would have been running out of that thing like Mike Allstott. I would have been out of there. Bam! Bam!
He may not have...
Big dude moves!
600. Oh, God! I've got a gold mine!
He may not have known...
Get out of the way!
He may not have known instantly, but in the time between when the exchange happened, they were aware. And so at that point, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got to check in with Danny and find out.
Look, I got this glove and I got a new bat. Screw that! I'm out!
My money! All right, shot or no shot, more of your calls in 2 minutes. Bears Monday brought to you by Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura Dealers. And follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. Be right back.